Still in your Bibles this morning to the very last book. And I'm not going to say them all, Brother Bill. Very last book, Revelation. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. I preached on this message many times. I call it the last call. The last call. Verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirst come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, to speak to our hearts right now. There's someone in this service that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior. Today, the call will come to them. Lord, that they might hear with their heart, believe, and call upon that precious name of Jesus for salvation. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. All through the Bible, God is calling men unto himself. He calls us to come to trust him as Lord and Savior. In Genesis, when Adam and Eve sinned, God came looking. That first sacrifice, a blood sacrifice for their sins. The book of Genesis, God calls man to himself. Jesus is the seed of woman, that Passover lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. And his blood was sprinkled over the mercy seat. And he is that smitten rock. He is the fulfillment of the law. And all through the Bible you see the call of men to salvation. Over in Joshua, he's the captain of the Lord of hosts, the Bible says, that calls men to himself. In Judges, he's that divine deliverer who is calling men to come to Christ Jesus. In Job, Job says, I know my Redeemer liveth. Man, praise God. He's the great shepherd that calls us to himself. He's the rose of Sharon that calls men. He's a wonderful counselor in Isaiah and the Prince of Peace. And as you read the Bible, you see time after time after time through the blood of innocent lamb, Jesus Christ is portrayed as the one coming into the world. And oh, how God calls men to repent. All through the Bible, that call continues for man to come. Over in the New Testament, Matthew calls him the King of Heaven. And Mark calls him the miracle worker. Luke says he's the Son of Man, and John says he's the Son of God. God's always calling men to repent. Romans said he's the power, preached on this a few weeks ago, the power of God unto salvation to all who will give their life. Trust him. 1 Corinthians, he's the resurrection and the life. You see how God calls through every book. Titus, I could go through every book, but we won't. But Titus says, he's our Savior. In Hebrews, he's that sacrifice, the Lamb of God. In John, he's the light of the world. We've read that many times, haven't we? Friends, God calls men to repent. And here in Revelation, here in the last book, he says right above this, I am the Alpha and Omega, in verse 13, the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. He alone is worthy. And God calls us to him. God sent his Son, the Bible says, that whosoever believed him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And all who call upon his name, the Bible says, has everlasting life. And look what the scripture says here in verse 17. At the very last of the book, you see, the first things and the last things are always important for us to listen to. And he says right here, come. Let him who hears come. How can man know Jesus Christ? The Bible says faith comes by hearing. And how? Hearing by the word of God. Let him who thirsts. Is anybody thirsty this morning? Thirsty. If you're thirsty for God, if you're thirsty for a new life, Jesus says, call and come. And then it says, whoever desires, I love that, whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. It costs you nothing. Christ paid the price for you that we might have everlasting life. No wonder John cries out, behold the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world. You see, I believe here in this scripture there's two cries. Jesus cries, behold, I come quickly. And the Spirit and the church and whoever, he says, come. 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 Over and over and over again, God says, I want you to come to me. Like a little child, he says, just come to me. And because the Spirit is grieved today, I believe the Spirit of God by sin in the world, whenever I see, oh man, I tell you, whenever I see the vulgar things that are happening in our country, when I hear the filthy language and the talk about our Lord in Christ, when I see how society glorifies the homosexual lifestyle, and when I see how the, the transgender lifestyle, my heart is grieved for our country, folks. It is grieved, and if my heart is grieved, don't you know that the Holy Spirit is grieved? Don't you know that God is grieved over the situation that we have today? We talked about it this morning when, what country was that just okayed abortion?
Ireland.
Don't you know that grieves God? When I hear of all the babies that are aborted here in the United States, it grieves my heart and it grieves God. And I'm tired of seeing our children's lives ruined. I'm tired of seeing our children's lives ruined and our families' lives ruined by alcohol. Now, some people don't like me to preach on alcohol because they still like it. But man, let me tell you something. If you're a Christian, it has no place in your life. Get rid of it. You can overcome it with God's help in your life. We are overcomers. Did you know we cry out today about guns in our society, but more are killed from alcohol-related deaths every day than there are guns? And you don't hear them trying to stop that, do you? No. We live in a sad situation. And I'm tired, folks. I'm tired of seeing our mothers and our fathers grieving over a loss of a child because of the way sin is. No wonder. It's just senseless in our lives today. Tired of people denying the doctrines of God for worldly pleasure. I'm tired. I'm tired of television glorifying the ungodly and ridiculing the godly and making a laughingstock out of God's holy word. Someone said, you've seen the late night shows lately. I said, I don't watch the late night shows. Those things are, all they do is run God down, run Christianity down. Just turn them off, folks. That's the one good thing about it. You don't have to sit there and watch it. Turn it off. Maybe they'll get the idea that we as Christians have had enough of what's being put out there. No wonder the Spirit of God cries for Jesus Christ to be exalted. He says, come, Lord Jesus, come. I'm looking for that blessed hope in Titus. I'm looking for the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, I believe He's coming pretty soon. I'm tired, and I want the God to come. I want Him to change that old crown of thorns to the crown for the universe, where every knee will fall and every knee shall bow and call Him Lord. You see, He is Lord. So there's a cry of the Holy Spirit here. And then there's a cry of the church, the bride of Christ. The church cries, come. I don't know about you, but boy, I tell you what, we must not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I look across our churches today, and I talk to pastors of our churches today, and it's a common thing that our churches are dwindling in attendance, and we see people falling away. It's what it talks about in Timothy. There'll be a great falling away, and we see people falling away today. And in this day of falling away, I'm convinced that our churches are not doing what they should do for God. We give God very little time today. And every day I see people saying, well, preacher, we maybe y'all cancel Wednesday night services. No. Maybe our people just ought to get right with God. You see, spend more time with God. We found ourselves believing less and less and less of God's Word, and we need to spend more time of studying God's Word. God's Word says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Man, that means we ought to spend more time believing, more time studying, more time with God instead of falling away from God. We must have a sense of urgency for the work of God. Folks, the Bible says there's coming a time when it's going to be too late. We ought to work while we can with the Spirit of God in our hearts, believing God's Word, letting God's Word be spread wherever we go, whatever we do, whether we're at Walmart, whether we're at the gas pump, whether we're at work, where we work. Tell somebody about Jesus Christ, letting God lead you in life. You see, the Bible says the time is short, and we must cry out. We must warn people. The Lamb of God is coming. I believe He's coming. And then there's the cry of the individual. Now, I'm looking for the Lord's return. I hope He comes pretty soon. I tell you what, the Bible says that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. One day, the Bible says, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet Him in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm listening for that trumpet call. You know, I'm looking forward to His coming back, because today we celebrate the memory of those who died in service. I can think about, I sat back there last Wednesday night and looked at the front, and I thought, you know, of all the people that we miss in church that have gone on to be with the Lord, we've had over 200, I believe, funerals here in 33 years that I've been here. And I've watched a lot of my friends. And I call my members friends, their beloved friends. I look at the choir and I miss Brother George Blaine. Don't you miss him? I miss Betty. Betty was always smiling. I miss Brother Nolan Rodriguez and Ruth. I miss those people. I miss my prayer warriors, Brother Ed. He was there every Sunday morning to pray. Brother Jake. Brother Tom, Brother Warren, Brother Paul. Oh, man, I could just go on and name people that have gone on to be with God. But you know what? One day, and it won't be long, When God calls us home, I'm going to see them again. I'm going to see them again. I'm going to see them, and I pray that you will see them. I pray that if you're not in Christ, that today you'll get your life in Christ. I hope you have a revival in your own heart so that you're looking for that blessed hope. You're looking for that glorious appearing. It says in Paul, in Timothy, Paul says, those who love his appearing. There's a lot of people that don't want Christ to come back because they're not right with God. But I tell you what, you get right with God and you'll want him to come back because the world we live in is sinful. And man, I tell you, I want him to come back. And I want him to come back like he says, come quickly, Lord. And then there's a cry of the conversion of the lost. The call of Jesus, our resurrected Lord in heaven, cries, come to me, come to me, come to me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, he says, come to rest in him. He wants you to come. He wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to take that crown of salvation that he's provided. He wants you to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I just think about that Lamb's Book of Life, you know. I tell you what, I was talking to Brother Vernon the other day. We were riding down to God's country, and y'all know where that's at. And I have a brother that's gone to be with the Lord. I'm looking to see him when I get there, because even though he wasted a lot of years not trusting Christ, he did trust Christ as his Lord and Savior many years before he died, and he was really enjoying the Christian service and stuff when God called him home. But I'm looking, it's going to be special when I see him. And I just couldn't help but think that I was telling him not only there, my uncle, we spent more time together than brothers because he was late in life and about our age. And man, I tell you what, he loved the Lord with all his heart, and I'm looking to see him. I'm looking to see my father. He's there now with them, and I know they're enjoying heaven every day. But you know, I'm looking to see my Lord and Savior most of all, Jesus Christ. And I thought about how the Holy Spirit guides our lives and leads our lives and has left me here and called me to this church. And I thank God that I can remember those people in our service that God has drawn our way through the years and how special they are. Mr. George Miller. Never will forget Mr. George. Mr. George, when I came here, he lived right down there on the end of that street, and I was making the rounds, and he was sitting out in the yard, him and Miss Billy. They're not here this morning. She's probably sick. She's up in the years now. But she was sitting there with Mr. George, and I stopped there and walked up and said hi to him, told him who I was, a new preacher in town, and we just built this church up here, and I wanted him to come. And he said, you know, I've got a boy that needs to be in church. He said, would you speak to him? And I said, you bet. They all are saved. They're all saved now. Even though he's gone on, and I know that I can remember those special moments, those talks that we had, those, you know, good things that we had. And I thank God for sending me here. And I thank God for leading those people our way. And by the way, one day when you're dead and gone and I'm still here, I'll talk about you too. And if you don't do something good, I'm not going to have nothing to talk about. So just keep on doing good. I tell you, I love you. Y'all are the best congregation that I've ever had. That's the honest truth, because this is my first church and my last church. Praise the Lord. I told somebody said, Brother Booney, don't you want to go on to another church? I said, why? This church I love. They love me. Why should I want to go somewhere else? The only place I want to go is to heaven. Amen. When I leave this place. And I believe one day God will call me home, and He's going to call you home. What a joyful time we'll have there. Because down here, I know that we're going to work for the glory of God. Everything we're going to do in this church is going to point people to Jesus Christ. I couldn't help but think when Brother Bill was sitting here talking to these little boys and girls, some of you may think, you know, that's kind of senseless. But you know what? It's a great time of learning for these kids. And man, you can't tell them any younger about the love of God. The more you let them soak into their precious little heads, the more they'll be able to overcome this old world. And I believe it'll stick, folks. I believe it'll stick if your parents will just continue to bring those little children to the Lord. And let us teach them about Jesus Christ and His love for them. For that's what God does all through His Bible. All through His Word, He literally says, come, come. And then at the very end of the book, the last call is to come. To come to Him and receive the water of life freely. Now I believe with all my heart, the Holy Spirit is literally pulling some of you this morning to come. You see, I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't, I wouldn't be up here preaching. Some people say, well, are you tired of people not making a decision? I said, well, they made a decision. They walked out without trusting Christ. That was a decision. It was the wrong decision. But I believe if you pray and you ask God to speak to the hearts, He's going to do just that. Because my God is faithful. My God is just. My God is all-powerful. You see, nothing escapes my God. And I believe right now there's people that are in hearing distance that the Lord is literally working on the inside of you to make you either a better Christian or to call you to Christ. And I believe if He's speaking to your heart, He's troubling your spirit. And His Spirit says, come to me. You know, He did me that way, 1985. Boy, He just wouldn't get off my back. I was sitting there and the Spirit kept saying, come, come, come. And I kept saying, no, no, no. But the Spirit kept saying, come, come, come. And God spoke to my heart, and He said, Booney, you better listen. And folks, that is the best thing that's ever happened in my whole life. That's the best thing. And I believe He's speaking to your heart, and if you want to come, today is the day of salvation. You can come. Someone told me, said, well, you don't know what I've done. I don't know what you've done, but I know God knows what you've done. And you don't know what I did, but I guarantee you, God knew what I did. And He still called me. He still loved me. You see, His mercy and His grace are sufficient to overcome every single sin and wash us white as snow. Do you hear His call this morning? The Spirit says, come. And then the last says, whoever. That, boy, that just includes everybody, don't it? Whoever, no matter how good you think you are, you still have to come to Jesus, just like you are. No matter how bad you think you've been, Jesus still loves you, and He calls you to come to Him. Whoever will may come. Now, folks, if you trust him, let me tell you what he's going to do. He's going to save you. That's exactly what he says. Whoever calls, I will give eternal life. He's going to save you. He's going to change your life. Now, yep, you're going to change. That's part of it. Praise God. I'm glad for the change. I tell you what, the life I was living wasn't very much. But man, in Christ Jesus, look what he's done. Look what he's done. Man, I've got so many people that just love me today. Amen. I'm beginning to wonder. Well, it really doesn't make any difference if you love me or not. God does. Amen. That's the main one. And you'll repent one of these days, and you will too. I guarantee you. I love you, whether you love me or not. You see, but I love God. He gave his son for me as a gift. And all I had to do was trust him. And that's all you have to do this morning is simply trust him. The last words are so important. Jesus gives you one last invitation in the Word of God. And he says, come. That's just simple, isn't it? Nothing big, theological, hard thing about that. He says, come. Would you come this morning? That's the message. It's just very simple. All you have to do is come to Jesus. Don't try to make something hard out of it. If you've never trusted him, he loves you. He gave his life for you. And he calls you to simply trust him by coming to him. And you'll see a change in your life. I have testimony after testimony of people that are saying, preacher, you know what? God changed my life. And I'm not surprised. He did mine too. If you're here this morning, let me do it like this. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you come to him? Would you come to him? If you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and there's sin in your life, you want to get rid of it, just come to the altar and say, God, I'm confessing. I haven't been what I should be, but from this moment on, I'm going to trust your forgiveness. I'm going to claim it, and I'm going to live for you. He said, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all that unrighteousness. And then if you're here and you're looking for a church home, and this is the place God has led you, would you come? I'll be glad to share with you. Those are the three things. If you're looking for salvation, come. If you recommit your life, come. If you're looking for a church home, then come. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that the Spirit of the Lord is here. It's pulling on our hearts to come. Lord, there's decisions that need to be made today. I pray that we'll come. And Lord, that you'll be glorified in everything that's done. For it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. Would